It's a twisted irony that, when it mattered, Richard wasn't able to allow the same network to help him. And I have no doubt that the people at his memorial lunch, those at his funeral, and many others who couldn't be at either, would have had no hesitation in helping in any way they could. Caroline ended her eulogy at Richard's funeral by saying, "There are many memories to treasure. Richard was a unique and much-loved gentle giant with a very big heart, and he will always be remembered with a smile." There was a lot of love for Richard in that room, and I'm sure enough resource, both financial and emotional, to have ensured that he could have got back on his feet. I'm not saying that Richard was wrong or at fault for not sharing his woes with his network. That oversimplifies a very difficult and complex situation, and he sadly wasn't the first person to have chosen this drastic route rather than open up to people and let them help him. And he won't be the last. So many things stop us from asking for help. What we don't always realize is that people want to help. They like to help. And they will feel hurt if we don't let them help. Everyone at Richard's funeral and memorial lunch was hurting. I believe that the world was changing dramatically, even before COVID-19 and the global lockdown that made us more aware of our own vulnerability, that of people around us and their need to ask for help. Not least, we are moving away from an insular macho attitude that has mired in the last century, where we were judged on our strengths and ability to solve our own issues. An attitude that didn't discriminate. It impacted all of us, irrespective of gender or personality type. Richard certainly wasn't an alpha male, yet still he felt unable to share what was happening and ask for support. We are moving towards a world where it's okay to share. Okay not to know all of the answers. We're moving towards a world where vulnerability is no longer a dirty word, and where authenticity is a buzzword. But we're not moving fast enough. About this book, what's holding us back? As a society, I believe we are too slow to ask for help. The vast majority of us are brought up to believe that we need to know all of the answers, find solutions independently, and look good. The rise of social media and the Instagram and Snapchat-fueled selfie culture has compounded that belief, driving an obsession with creating the perfect look and the perfect life for our online followers. It's not just about online interactions with relative strangers, though. How often do you truly open up and be honest?